Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe to camera, John Richie. It is 94 WIP. It's also June 3rd. It is June 3rd. And baseball seems nowhere even in the vicinity of a deal, which is just absurd. And we got to get with the fact that there is a possibility no season. And the impact, in your opinion, would be? You tell us. 215-592-9494. There's the short term and the long term. Let's go to Dave in Millville, who kicks us off today. What's up, Dave?
I think we got a horrible connection right here.
Oh, Dave. All right, buddy. Let me put you on hold, and we can get right back to you. Let's go to Bob, who kicks us off. Bob, you're on 94 WIP. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, hi, guys. I love listening to the show. Thank you very much. And, John, I just want to say, when you say thank you to people on the radio, you sound so sincere. And I listen to a lot of sports talk and news talk. You are the most sincere person I've ever heard on the radio when you express your thanks.
Anyway, I really do appreciate you saying
that. I could tell.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, I think this is going to hurt baseball a lot, not having anything this summer. First of all, there's no Little League. There's no high school. There's no American Legion playing.
Right.
Now, these kids that aren't playing, they have nothing to watch, to look up to say, boy, I can't wait to get out there again. So you're going to lose them because they're going to find something else to do. People like me who enjoy baseball all summer long, I love to wash my car, listen to the games. I got to find something else to do now when I do that. Next year, that's going to carry over. All these little things are going to carry over. You may not lose everybody, but you're going to lose a lot.
Yeah.
Because there's just going to be more things to do.
You know what's crazy, Bob? If you miss this year, of course, that's a worst-case scenario. Next year is a mess also. That 2021 season is a mess because the collective bargaining agreement ends at the end of it.
Yeah.
And so like right now we're set up, like if this doesn't go off, you're set up for this teetering season that it has its own host of problems that's just going to leave another set of bad flavors
that would
in
be
everyone's
bad.
Mouth.
Yeah,
that
would be bad.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, there's no room for them to leave anybody behind. And they're giving us a lot of room, a lot of room. Like I said, I used to love to wash my car, listen to the show. I go to the car wash now. So, you know, they're losing me that way. And I hate to see it happen. I really do, because baseball's been part of the country and my life and so many lives.
Sure.
Just as background, even. You could be sitting on your porch and just have that game on, and it's Mark Twain summer.
Yeah, no, listen, Bob, it's a beautiful thing. Appreciate the call. I mean, I get you. Let's go to Dave in Millville. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
I wish it felt like baseball appreciated this chance to play their sport as much as we appreciate the chance to watch it. You know, like the hope to watch it. It doesn't feel like that's the case at all.
No, it doesn't.
They're stuck on the wrong stuff.
Yeah, I think that's well said. Dave in Millville. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Dave.
I got a side, and I'm a 58-year-old man, so I'm the viewership of baseball, according to the statistics. But definitely I'm with John Richie, and I feel like Joe, you really don't have a pulse of the nation, because figure this out, and let me say what I'm going to say. Most of the sports are going to take a little bit of decline already as it is because of everything that went on. So that's going to be an issue to begin with.
Well, there's two different things, though, Dave, just to be clear. Yeah. Sport might take an economic decline with less people spending money, but that doesn't mean that there will be less interest in the sport. I mean, people can sit home and watch a game on television if they don't have a few extra bucks to attend a game and do the parking and do the, you know, million-dollar hot dogs and all that nonsense. I mean, I don't think there would be less interest.
Yeah, but here, I think there is less interest because the statistics are showing that already as it is. And the younger generation really isn't playing baseball on the streets. They don't have the stick and the ball and finding a place to go play like they used
to.
You're right.
That's very true.
That is totally true.
You don't see kids playing any sports right now.
That is correct. That is correct. And just to go side with that, look at how everything's going on right now. And I just don't see how, if the viewership is an average age of 56 and you're losing that generation, you're going to wait another year before you play. There's a lot of these guys, like myself, that only probably would watch it if the Phillies became really good, but I think I would boycott. And I've watched almost every game since I've been like 5 years old with all the sports. So I'm a 4-4-4 guy, but I'm pretty sickened by even the professional athlete out there in a lot of the sports other than the NHL, and I could deal with football because it's limited in when they play. But baseball absolutely, unequivocally will take a hit. It can't possibly bounce back the same way if they do not play at this time.
All right, Dave, I appreciate the call, man.
Dave makes a point there. Doesn't it feel like baseball players right now in our minds, and I've been trying to defend the baseball players for the last, you know, week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like there is a more entitled group of athletes out there than the baseball guys?
Well, the only ones I would say are the NBA stars. They're in a whole different – they're in their own category. You know, Anthony Davis is like, I don't want to play here. Trade me. So, okay, you get the NBA stars. But other than that.
They are elite. I mean, they are
they
separate.
Are elite, though.
They
but
are
I mean,
separate.
And they can lead a team and lead a team deep into the playoffs far more than one great baseball player on a field of 9 on a team of 25. You know, there's something about being one of 5 players in a basketball game. And look, we've all played hoops. I mean, you know, if there's someone really good on the court, let's be real, that guy's going to kind of dominate the game. I mean, that's just the way basketball's played. I mean, you get the ball in that guy's hand majority of the time, and that guy's going to create buckets, and you know that team's got a better shot to win. I mean, just the way the game is. But I know what you're getting at, John, and I agree with you. Baseball players, and I haven't covered baseball. Like, I know the way a lot of local writers have covered baseball and covered other sports. And, like, we're going to have Ray on later today, 12:45. Ray's covered all of these sports. Obviously, he had a heaviest lean in his career football-wise, but he covered the Phillies, great Phillies teams. And, I mean, I would be surprised if we asked him, hey, Ray, which players through the years have been the most entitled. I would be surprised if he did not say baseball players, because it's what you consistently hear as a refrain from those that cover sports. And in my limited way that I've kind of been around, I would say that sounds right. I'll say what does not sound right, though, John. The last caller said something to the effect of, I don't have the pulse. He was talking about me. I don't have the pulse of, he either said like America or Philly or sports fans, whatever he said. Let me tell you why I think that guy's wrong. Because I'm going to tell you right now, we're 26 minutes in the show. We're going to go to 2 o'clock today. We're going to have a lot of different topics throughout the course of the show. And certainly your opportunity at 215-592-9494 to weigh in on how you think, you know, the impact would be in America if there's no baseball in 2020, meaning on baseball after 2020 if there's no baseball this year. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you the outcome of this show 26 minutes in the show. I'm going to tell you how much I actually do have the pulse of people. The vast majority of callers will be right in line with the first two callers. I'm out. Devastating. That last caller used the term boycott. Boycott baseball. Hey, he said it. Boycott. I'm telling you right now, the vast majority of callers will echo the sentiments of those first two callers. But when it actually comes to 2021, 2023, 2026, most of them won't actually do that. So I actually think I have a great pulse. I'm not saying guys, I got it all here. I certainly don't. I mean, I can't predict every aspect of the future.
Well, what makes you think you know that?
because okay, take that last caller. That last
doesn't
caller,
mean you have the pulse of what
I'm not
people
saying,
are thinking.
John, that
you say they're not going to be true to their word.
I don't believe that last caller would actually boycott baseball. I don't believe it. I think he believes it, but I don't think he would actually do it. I'm telling you that.
And you're using as a reference history. You're using previous history to guide you.
That's
and I'm
correct.
Telling you,
and that it's a great
there
sport.
There is no previous history.
Well,
for what we're dealing
hold
with
on a
right
second,
now.
Though. But let's also. I understand your distinction there, but let's look at a few other things. It is a great sport. Like this isn't like, hey, are we going to come back to high lie? I don't even know how high lies play it. I just know it's a sport. Like we're not talking about like Greco-Roman wrestling
cool.
here. Okay. We're talking about a
Greco-Roman wrestling's pretty awesome, man.
But you know what I mean. I mean, we're talking about baseball, right? So fundamentally, you actually do have a great sport to work with. That's number one. Number two, it's a sport that exists largely through the summer when there's not a ton of other stuff going on. It really doesn't compete with football. I mean, it does on Sundays in September and October, but it doesn't really compete with football. Basketball, it looks like it's going to change its calendar a little bit. You're going to have the NBA Finals that appears more, I'm talking future years, like in August and July instead of June. Okay. But, I mean, it already was competing with the NBA Finals and the playoffs in May and June anyway. Like, baseball exists in a time, May, June, July, August, September, where, I mean, what are you going to do? If you don't watch baseball, what are you going to do? 215-592-9494. I'm telling you, we're going to hear a whole lot of people say I'm done, and I'm telling you, I don't think they're right. They believe it, but I don't think it'll come to be. Let's go to Larry in Mount Laurel. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. I can't believe DeCameron just said that. If you don't watch baseball, what are you going to
do?
What
are you going to do?
There's a lot of other things you
can do. I can't. Yes.
You're gonna go.
You got a world of possibilities.
Yeah. You're gonna go play Foursquare, which I loved in fourth grade. I loved playing Foursquare, but I'm not gonna play it myself nor watch people on TV play Foursquare.
When Ryan Howard was on the team and the Phillies were doing great, I would sometimes miss stop dates just so I could make sure I'm in front of that TV to watch them.
Sure.
Those days are done. I'm 62 years old. I had season tickets or game plans for them. I had season tickets for the Flyers. And both times I got those game plans, they go on strike on me. And I swore back then I was done. But, you know, you're a Philadelphia fan. You watch your sports. I think this is the nail in the coffin. I think I'm really done with baseball. And used to love to listen to them on radio, go to the games during the season leading up to the playoffs. But I think enough's enough. I drive a truck. I'm a blue-collar worker. I got my pay cut. And but yet, I still got to show up for work every day.
Right.
And this is just nonsense.
Well, it's very it's extremely distasteful. I mean, what baseball is doing right now. And Larry, I appreciate the call, man. I hear you on that. It is extremely distasteful. By the way, we have a $25 gift card to give away today to Franzone's Pizzeria, restaurant and sports bar in Conshohocken. They're open for pickup and delivery. Visit FranzonesConshohocken.com. Again, that website, FranzonesConshohocken.com. John, just a little bit over 50 years ago, 1969, Star Trek has its initial run on television and goes off the air. The initial Star Trek 1969 Dunzo, obviously notable for being a space television show, turned into a movie, turned, you know, all sorts of stuff. And look, when you think about it, Star Trek is one of many space either shows or movies or something. Sometimes you have shows related to space where maybe they don't actually have scenes in outer space, but you have, you know, a character that might come from space to, you know, to America or to the world. John, when you think of, and I'm curious from you and James and everyone at 215-592-9494, his best answer is going to win the Franzone's Pizzeria $25 gift card. John and James, when you guys think of a space, what I'll call related movie, in space or from space, or I guess even theoretically to space, John, something related to space, outer space, movie-wise, or television show.
Yeah, TV or movie.
What comes to mind for you, John?
Outer space. This is not a winner, but this is a show that is loosely based on Star Trek. Well, not even loosely based on Star Trek. Seth MacFarlane, who is incredibly talented and does everything, has this TV show called The Orville that is like a spoof kind of Star Trek.
Okay.
And it's really funny. It's really good. There have been two seasons of it. You know, I watched, I don't know, a good majority of the episodes. I really like The Orville.
The Orville, never heard of it, but fair enough. James, when you think of something space-related, TV or movies, what comes to mind?
Movie from a few years ago. It probably wouldn't win, but it's a really good movie. The Martian with Matt Damon.
The Martian, yeah.
I never saw that. I did see...
It's really good.
It's a portion
it's
of it.
It's pretty good.
I think it's a really good
it
movie.
It started out really good.
Seems
I thought it went
boring.
Down.
Boring.
That's fair.
Like he's
I
by
think
himself
it's a really good
on
movie.
Mars.
Yeah,
it's
but
not boring. He's great.
It's not boring. It's not boring.
No, it's really, and it also goes back and forth. Like it's not just on Mars. Like there's also what's going on the planet,
right,
and stuff like that.
A lot of controversy
Earth.
Related to his.
I thought it was really good.
Marsdom existence or whatever. I don't know what you'd call it. All right, look. Obviously, there's one answer that we all know would be the winning answer if it goes unsaid between any of us. I will simply say, because how could it not win? Star Wars. All right, so Star Wars.
That is the winner.
Off the board. So now that Star Wars is off the board and Star Trek is off the board, what else comes to mind for you, 215-592-9494, for a great space-related movie or television show? Now, John, I'll give you one here, beyond just Star Wars. The Day the Earth Stood Still. And I'm not talking about that remake, which I didn't watch. There is a movie from probably the 50s, maybe the 60s. Tremendous movie. The Day the Earth Stood Still. Great movie about 50, 60 years ago. Look, hit us up here. TV, movies, give us a great one. Space related. That's one where the guy comes from space. Hit us up here, 215-592-9494. Also, think about it. If there's no baseball season, the impact on Major League Baseball will be what? I'm telling you, it's an overrated concept that people will be done with baseball. They say it now. They actually won't be. Let's go with Mike here who's with us. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hi, Mike. Doing well.
Yeah, I think you guys, I mean, personally, if baseball don't get it together, if basketball moves their schedule back, I could do without it.
Do without baseball?
I could do without it. Only reason why I watch baseball because there's nothing else on in the summertime. I could, like, listen to it on the radio. That's it. I could really do without it. I think football's king. I think basketball and hockey are right there and –
Yeah, well,
football's king. That's
baseball
obvious.
Is in a precarious spot right now, and they don't seem to realize it.
No,
and there are people like Joe who are creatures of habit.
Right.
Who there is something to be said for. Hey, it's summertime. You turn the radio on. Have baseball on in the background.
I fell in love with it with my father. So my father was a Met fan.
Sure.
So I kind of
a Met fan. What the heck, Mike?
He wore in jersey. He's a Met fan. He suffered. Lord knows, poor man. He's died now, but suffered. Lord knows the man suffered.
I'm sure he did.
So I'm a Met fan too.
But there's some comfort in relying on baseball as being part of your
summer
routine.
Backyard,
totally.
Summer radio. And I love playoff baseball. Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
I love
tremendous,
playoff.
Tremendous.
I love playoff.
Yeah. All right, Mike, what do you got here for a space related movie or TV show?
I'm gonna go with Armageddon.
Armageddon. You got it, man. That's a good answer right there. Armageddon. It's a little
I actually just saw it again recently.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah. It's entertaining.
It's very
it's
entertaining.
Ridiculous.
It is entertaining.
Like absurd, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a stupid fun movie.
It's
like
not a good
when
movie.
When we do the good bad movies, that is a great good bad movie.
You're right. Really it's a good bad movie.
It really is. Let's talk to Mike and Alan now. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hello?
Mike, what's
Hi,
going
Mike.
On, man? You're on the air.
John Ritchie, you're my man.
Thanks, Mike. You're my man.
All right, so
too.
Baseball. With all that's going on in the world, who cares about baseball? If they don't want to play, we don't care about them.
Yeah, but we do.
Yeah, to a degree, but not that much. I'd rather talk Eagles.
All right, talk Eagles. Go for it. What do you got?
Mike,
John Ritchie. John Ritchie, what's your opinion on the defensive moves made in the offseason?
Well, I feel like we need more. I'm very worried about our opposite cornerback from Darius Slay. Extremely worried. Our linebackers are the worst in the NFL.
John, what about Clay Matthews?
We could use all the help we can get.
Can he still play?
We're good at D-tackle. We're not good on the outside. I do think Clay Matthews can bring you something, especially in a limited role like Chris Long was in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it just depends. Like, if we can get him cheap, which is the big question.
Well, of course you're going to get him cheap. He's 77 years old.
But, Joe, we're talking about a team here who doesn't want to pay $4 million for a back. Like, cheap for a defensive end?
Yeah.
Cheap for a defensive end is like rock bottom for that position. I mean, getting a guy of Clay Matthews' talent and, you know, what resume is probably costing more than what we want to pay.
And what he could bring to the locker room. I mean, you would know that more than anybody, John.
Yeah. I would like him. I think we need all the help we can get at defensive end. Yeah. I feel like they are – there are a lot of people who feel like, you know, this whatever 20-plus million-dollar cap space we have is not going to be used because they're going to roll it over.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I think we need to use it. And I think we need to improve at cornerback, defensive end, linebacker, and safety. I'm not sold either. We got a lot of holes on that defense.
John, one last thing. We need a bruiser in the backfield. What about you coming out of retirement?
Take him, Mike. Take him, please. All right, Mike, give me a space-related movie or show.
Come on, man. Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right, man.
Yeah, great answer.
Mike was fired up to talk
elite.
Football.
That's an elite answer. And Joe,
I don't know.
You're doing yourself a disservice not having
TV show
any
or movie?
Knowledge.
What do you? It's a movie.
I don't know.
It's incredibly popular.
Oh, yeah. It's that whole series.
Yeah, Marvel. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, hang on. Hey, by the way, he brought up Clay Matthews, not Casey Matthews. Clay Matthews. Most impactful play Clay Matthews made that relates to the Philadelphia Eagles is what? Clay Matthews had a play that, I guess I'll say, changed Eagles history. What is it? Clay Matthews had a play. James, you should get this.
I know there's something at the edge of my memory that I'm not able to pull out right
now. Bring it to the front of your memory. Clay Matthews made a play that changed Eagles history. It was?
Did it have to do with? No. I don't know. What is it?
Driving Kevin Cobb into the ground.
Of course.
First game of 2010.
Yeah, great point.
And the Kevin Cobb era was done in one half of football. Remember that? All that talk. All right, Cobb from McNabb, Cobb instead of McNabb.
All of a sudden it was just over.
Yeah, I remember, like, people were very excited to see Kevin Cobb, and we're finally going to get a chance. You remember he had some 300-yard games and all that. It's like, all right, let's see what he's got. And he finally moved on from Donovan. And I remember watching that game first half. He just looked overmatched. He looked overmatched.
Yes.
Clay Matthews drives him into the ground. Michael Vick almost brings him back to beat the Packers.
Vick just looked amazing.
Amazing. Andy Reid says after the game, Kevin Cobb, when healthy, is my starter week two. And around the Tuesday or the Wednesday, like 2 days later, he's like, Michael Vick's my starter.
Rolling with Vick, guys.
And by the way, I'm going with Vick because my offensive line's so bad, Kevin Cobb wouldn't have a chance to escape, which was a whole nother, like, what, Andy? Wait, what? Come on.
Hey, so Clay Matthews, was making like $4.5 million a year or something along those lines.
Right, so it goes down from there.
Well, you're going to have to pay him a few million bucks.
I don't know that, John. I mean, I'm not going to profess to have any idea how much Clay Matthews actually has left. I don't know. What I would say
I thought he looked better than I expected last year.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
he's got something left.
Guys fall off, and, you know, this may be the end of Clay Matthews. We'll see. 215-592-9494. Coming up, in addition, all the calls related to Major League Baseball, the NBA with hopes to come back, and how things appear to be shaping up. They've got a big board of governors call tomorrow, what the plans seem to be for basketball. We'll hit that up ahead. We'll rock all the calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.